So this table then indicates some common polymers, the polyethylene. The irregular abbreviations are HDPE or LDPE, high density polyethylene or low density polyethylene. We find that then the high density polyethylene is stronger, so we'll find that used in bottles. The low density polyethylene is we want to build glad wrap or something like that, so it's more flexible. You have to be a little wary because PET, which you might want to think is polyethylene, isn't. This is actually standing for polyethylene terephthalate. Okay, so this isn't actually an example of a condensation polymer, whereas polyethylene, HDPE or LDPE, example of an addition polymer. Polystyrene, PS, is then obtained by taking a monomer unit with an alkene up here and joining it. You know, this has got an aromatic system present, and that molecule then is styrene when it's a benzene with an ethylene unit attached. This one up here would have been propene, and so we turn it into polypropylene, PP. And then the one that is not so good if you burn it, PVC. Polyvinyl chloride then, this unit up here would have had a C double bond C in it, so we've polymerized that together. So when you burn PVC, you tend to produce some pretty nasty compounds, dioxins and stuff like that. So if you're ever inclined to want to take these sort of pipes that people use for running water through, lots of those pipes are PVC, just remember not to throw them on the bonfire, or the barbie in particular. Down the bottom, puff foam, so all of these chairs in here, these will be polyurethane foams. These ones then are obtained by condensation polymerization. And the one we're going to look at, nylon 66, is obtained by condensing two different monomer units together. So nylon then, obviously made from nylon 66, and PET is the one that's used for lots of soft drink bottles.